It's my pleasure to welcome you to the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can save more and spend less, and don't let anyone ever rip you off. Coming up in just a few minutes in today's Clarkrageous Moment, we got to talk about something that is a constant this time of year, and that is the real estate offers that come in the mail for second home communities. And later, I got a new deal for you on cell phone service that's so cheap, it's got to be unreal. Right now, though, I want to talk about something that is significant on my birthday, and that is, yes, Krista?
That it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Clark.
Well, yes. You know, I'm 63 today, and
There's some music. Okay, sorry. I couldn't hear it first.
You couldn't hear what?
The music that's playing. So, Clark, your team, we love you, and we are so appreciative of everything that you do, of course, for the community and for all of us. For those who don't know, Clark, you know, he talks about being a cheapskate and saving money, but he's always super generous with everybody else, and certainly the people that work for him and that he loves. You just go out of your way like a crazy person and spend a lot of money buying people gifts that you might find on sale or whatever, and being helpful. And you're a true mensch, and all your work with Habitat for Humanity. How many houses now have you and Lane built?
Well, we dedicate number 74 in just a couple of weeks in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And we'll do our 75th home celebration in January, and we're going to build that one in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And we gave you a used balloon and a cake today for you, specially picked out.
Well, the balloon is, I love this. The balloon was free because you bought this balloon for your husband's birthday last week,
mm-hmm.
took it from home because he didn't need the birthday balloon anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And gave it to me, which is the perfect price because then it was free. You didn't waste any money on it.
That's right. I recycled it. And then you won't eat sweets except on Sundays. That's your rule. And you wouldn't even let us do any kind of birthday sweet. So we had to make you a cake out of Coke Zeros that cost us nothing because we already had them. And we... And
that was a Pinterest.
That was from Pinterest. So you can always do birthday celebrations on the cheap. The internet's a great thing. But anyway, happy birthday.
And a zero-calorie birthday cake.
And if you want to wish Clark a happy birthday, you can go to facebook.com/ClarkHoward. We've got a picture of the birthday cake that we made, and you can write under that picture if you'd like. So anyway, I hope you have a great rest of your day, Clark. I'm the spokesperson, but I know I speak for everyone who works here for you and then everyone who you help out there in the world.
Well, you are so kind to say that. And in the midst of me turning 63, it's weird, but I wake up to a story that the Motley Fool did about when people take Social Security. So I could have started taking Social Security a year ago today. And a year ago today, 62, the largest percent of people Social Security eligible start taking Social Security at 62 than any other age. It is of people who are on Social Security, not because of disability, but they're on Social Security for that reason. It is nearly half of Social Security recipients start taking it at age 62. And almost no one, there are a small percent of people, but almost no one from a financial standpoint, should take Social Security at age 62. The reason is every year you wait, you get an additional 8% in your check. So it's not like Social Security is giving you a bonus. It's all based on actuarial tables. But the thing is, when you're in your early 60s, unless you do have a physical problem, it's pretty easy to work. You may not want to, but it's pretty easy to work. But much later in life, you may not be physically able to work. So if you wait, every year you wait, you get more money. in every Social Security check. And then every increase, once you start taking it, is based on the base that you started at. So you end up with a lot more money to live on later in life if you wait to take Social Security. Now, here's something crazy. Okay, age 70 is the latest you can start taking your Social Security. And the number of people who do that, almost nobody. It's under 3% of people who are Social Security eligible who wait till they're 70 to take it. And the fact is, waiting till 70 means that you're going to have a much larger check than you'd have at age 62. So your monthly payments will be somewhere like 80% larger, 75% larger, somewhere in there, if you wait to age 70 instead of taking it 62. A lot of people are just, they're so burnt out from work, they want to bag it, and they want out. And if that's the case, and it may be with a number of people, why you'd take it at 62. But every time I talk about this, what's fascinating is when people call into our off-air center, Team Clark, where we offer free off-the-air advice over 40 hours each week, and see how to call in for free off-the-air advice at clark.com, people call in as rebuttal and say, well, what happens if I do what Clark says to do and I die a day before my 70th birthday? I got nothing from Social Security. And that's 100% true. But you know what? If I die the day before I turn 70, I'm not going to know it. I'm not going to know what money I didn't get. So what? Because what you're living on is the actuarial tables, how long people are likely to live. And so the numbers are all set up on that. And so, yeah, there are some people who are going to be unlucky. There are others that are going to be blessed with very long life and getting a larger check for that longer life all through those years, an enormous advantage. So if you're in just abysmal health and there's no way you're going to make it to a normal lifespan, you just know that. And you want to take Social Security earlier, well, then I guess that would make sense. Or if you're flat out broke and you have no money to live on and you want to take it earlier. But for everybody else, wait as long as you can. And if you want to be in this very, very exclusive club with me that like almost nobody is in, because 97% of people aren't going to make it, where you wait till 70, I don't mean make it alive, I mean make it to where you wait till you're 70 to take it. Well, I'd love for you to join me in that 70-year-old club. But if it's not your thing, that's all right. Jan joins us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Jan. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Clark, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. So, Jan, what's happening with you?
Well, I follow you and your advice all the time, and I know I have been working very hard on paying off my credit card debt. Will be done in January. My question was, though, what I've
how does that feel?
It's going to feel marvelous. You have no idea. I'm so excited.
I'm so glad.
I'm so excited. Worked really hard. It's taken me 2 years, but it's okay. I have light at the end of the tunnel now.
Perfect.
And I know, you know, listening to you and things, it's like, you know, I know not to close these accounts because it would go against my credit score. But then I've heard if you don't have activity on these cards, that the credit card companies could close the account, and then that hurts you as well.
That is 100% correct.
Okay. So my question was, because they were like, and here's the thing, you know, every 6 months, you know, go through a drive-through at Wendy's or whatever for $2 and then pay it off. Do I have to do that for every card
I would
off or just one?
No, I would. I would. So, like, what month of the year is your birthday?
January.
Okay. So you're not making it easy for me. So let's do this. Let's do it at each year at Christmas and then the 4th of July. you get out right around Christmas, you get out all your cards, and you just go do one simple purchase on each card.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that twice a year. That keeps your cards active, and you're okay. much less likely to have a credit card company say, this person doesn't love us anymore. We're going to get rid of Jan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would do.
Okay. It makes sense, you know, and I can control myself. You know, I just sometimes that advice bothers me a little bit because, you know, there's people that will be like, okay, I charge $2. And once they've charged something, then when they get their bill, you know, it's not $2 anymore. It's $150.
Right, right. And so. You're talking about, I mean, people who have addiction issues, and you can have addiction to spending. Someone who has addiction to spending, I guess it doesn't really matter that it's better for your credit score to do what we're talking about. But if you know you have self-control and discipline, then it'll work just fine for you.
Good, because I will never use them again except for that.
That is fantastic.
I want to retire owing no one, so my children have nothing to worry about.
That is absolutely great. And congratulations to you again for slogging through, getting those credit cards paid off, and being totally credit card debt free. Odessa's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Odessa.
Hey, Clark. How are you?
Great. Thank you, Odessa. How can I serve you?
Well, first of all, happy birthday. I pray all your wishes come true.
Thank you very much. You know, you're not allowed to say when I blew out the candles, does it mess it up if you say what you wished for?
Yeah, that's true.
So I can't say. Okay, I won't.
Yeah,
I won't disclose.
Fine, but I hope they all come true.
Okay, thank you.
So my question is about programmable thermostats. There are a lot of them now that you can program online. You can program them with your phone. And, you know, I wonder if they really save you any money versus, you know, the $50 thermostat you can get at Home Depot. Because
yes.
The new ones are, you know, $200 or $300.
Well, they don't have to be. And Consumer Reports, this is so perfect because in the July issue of Consumer Reports, they just rated the thermostats. And the new cheaper Nest thermostat, the Nest E
yes.
for economy, those are selling pretty cheaply. And when they go on sale, they're not too much over $100 on sale.
Okay.
And Consumer Reports gives it their absolute top rating.
Okay.
And
excellent.
So with the Nest and with the Nest E, what they did is they dumbed it down a little. They took away some of the fancy features the Nest has. And really, the Nest E does everything you're really going to need. It just saves you money.
Okay.
And compared to all the other fancy thermostats, they still found that Nest was best.
And so
it sounds like a Dr. Seuss
money.
Book. And yeah, it does save you a lot of money. And you'll find that you should be able to reduce your heating and cooling costs by about 25%.
Wow.
With one of these artificial intelligence thermostats. And you can have the app on your phone, and you can override what its artificial intelligence is doing. You can change settings from wherever right on the app on your phone. And we're a Nest household, and I got to tell you, it is great. My family loves it because I used to keep the thermostat too high, and we'd get home from being out at night and being like we were walking back into an oven. And now that doesn't happen because the Nest, with its artificial intelligence, gets to know your patterns, know when you're likely coming home, and automatically makes the house cooler before you walk in the door, but not too early. It's kind of creepy how much it gets to know about you, but it really will save you money. And I'm not capable of installing a Nest myself. Others who have think it's just ridiculous that I'm that lame that I can't even install that. But most people are able to just get it out of the box and slap it right in the place of the old thermostat. Today's Clark Rage is something I want to point out is not a scam, but it's something you need to know is being overhyped. Every year from Memorial Day to Labor Day, there are mass mailings around the country with people trying to sell second home property, where developers during the real estate bust bought land in mountains, resorts, by lakes, you name it, where there was a lot of speculation last decade. Prices were bid up too much. Everybody thought they were going to get filthy rich building second home communities, and they very heavily failed, and these properties ended up in the hands of the banks. Then scavengers came along and bought up the failed developments or just raw land all over the country in areas that were potentially suitable or were suitable for second home communities. Every year from Memorial Day to Labor Day, these companies pitch how you're getting an incredible deal on fill in the blank, mountain land, resort land, lakefront land, whatever, and pitch how you're getting things at 70 or 80 or 90% off. And the reality is the values that were put on these properties last decade were why all those places failed. The real value of property is what people are willing to pay at any moment. So don't get caught up in the hype. Somebody who says, you got to buy right now. And I'll tell you, I have a real bias against raw land for a second home. When you're looking for a second home, buy one that the home is already there. Don't buy a vacant lot with the hope that someday you'll build on it. You create an obligation, not a joy. Great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to keep more than what you make. And follow me on the Clark Howard Show any day, online or right on the air on a local radio station all across America. So I have a new deal on cell phone service that is hazard and opportunity. Normally at this point, I would play that something was a sizzling deal. However, this new cell phone company is an unknown entity as far as what customer service is going to be like or customer no service. It has grown out of, and it's owned by, one of the people involved originally with Freedom Pop, which has definitely been a customer no service operation. But this one is called UnrealMobile.com. Unreal Mobile offers monthly service for $10 a month. What you get for 10 a month is you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 1 gig of data per month. There's no overages if you go past 1 gig. They just slow you down to a crawl after you use 1 gig. But $10 a month is extraordinary. And most of us are near Wi-Fi much of our day, either at home or at work or wherever where there's trusted Wi-Fi in our lives. And so being able to reduce your cell phone bill to $10 a month is quite an amazing deal. There's no contract. You can sign up with them. You can buy a phone from them, or you can give them the serial number of the phone you have and see if it's compatible with the Unreal Mobile network. So I am going to test it, and I'm going to let you know, I'm going to give it a full month to try the service and see if it is reliable or if it's not. Everything you do with them is done online at unrealmobile.com. And I'll report back to you. Now, for $15 a month, you can get a plan with twice the data, 2 gigs of data. 2 gigs is enough to cover more than half of Americans use less than 2 gigs of data in a month. And to be able to have a cell phone bill at $10 or $15 a month is quite a deal. Again, no catch of any contracts or anything like that. Now, they'll sell you a very basic smartphone that works on their network for $50 if you want that. They'll sell you an iPhone 7 for $300 if you want that. Or they'll sell you a Samsung for $150. Or again, if you have a compatible phone, you can bring it to their network and use the phone that you already have. So again, $10 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 1 gig of data a month. $15 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 2 gigs of data a month. And this is so much cheaper than cell phone service with the big four. It's like even hard to get a frame of reference for something this inexpensive. But it is a true real deal if Unreal Mobile proves to be reliable, which I'm going to be a guinea pig, and I'll let you know what the experience is like. Jan joins us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Jan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Clark, and a happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
So I have a question for you today. I've been listening to you for years, and you're saying leave my favorite mega monster bank, but I loved it so much. It was so convenient to stay. But I'm finally going to take your advice and leave, but I don't know how to leave, and I don't know where to go.
Well, first of all, if you love your giant monster mega bank, don't leave them. Stay with them. I mean, if they're doing a great job for you, they're not feeing you to death, and you're really happy with them, I don't want to get you to make a change just because I'm making you feel guilty. I mean, if you like them and you've been happy with them, who cares that I don't like them? I mean, really, it's got to be about you.
Well, that's true. And at this point, we moved to Southern California, and it's not convenient anymore, so I don't love them so much.
So this is a good time for you to look at changing.
It is, and I honestly have no idea how to evaluate credit unions, and there's tons down here.
Sure.
So I don't know where to go and how to figure it out.
All right, well, let's rewind for a minute and see if maybe in addition to possibly picking a credit union, if there's something that might be a great choice for you, do you happen to have any investment account with Fidelity Investments or Charles Schwab?
No, I don't.
Okay, so let me say this for others. Both of them offer real great deals doing the equivalent of your banking with them. If you're someone with investment accounts, they're a fantastic choice. In your case, not doing business with either of them, in terms of picking a credit union, there are credit unions that are, and I'm going to oversimplify here, but there are credit unions that are saver-oriented credit unions, and there are credit unions that are borrower-oriented. And by that, saver-oriented credit unions tend to offer higher interest rates on savings. They may even offer an interest-paying checking account. And borrower-oriented savings credit unions tend to offer really good loan rates, but don't offer the greatest deals to people who are more oriented towards saving and want to earn as much money as they can. And you can tell when you look at a credit union's website, I can tell, and because I do this a lot, I can tell in 30 seconds because I just go to where they have a pull down for rates, and I can tell right away if it's a saver-oriented credit union or a borrower-oriented credit union. So are you more interested in the savings side or getting good deals on loans?
Well, I just need a place for a direct deposit because we do all of our savings somewhere else.
Okay, and you're getting a good deal on your savings? So then you're more interested in a credit union that charges no fees for checking and makes it really easy to do business. So if you go to CUNA.org, CUNA.org, which is Credit Union National Association, it's like a trade association for credit unions, they have a section there where you can find a credit union. And you can look and see the credit unions that are in your area, in your zip code, and that you'd be eligible for membership for. And then pretty methodically, you can just click over to websites of the various credit unions and you'll be able to see in probably 5 or 10 minutes who looks like a good fit for you and who's convenient to you to go open an account at an office.
Okay. So does it matter whether they're bigger rather than smaller?
It depends. How much do you go into branches historically?
Oh, every other week.
Okay, if you go that often, you want bigger, not smaller. So
okay.
You would want one that has a lot of strategically placed branches that are convenient for you in Southern California.
Okay, all right.
And that's how I decide. You know, a lot of people never walk into a branch anymore. They do everything on their phone or online. And it wouldn't matter if it was a one-office credit union. But in your case, where you're in at least a couple of times a month, you want one that has a lot of convenient branches.
Okay. That's very helpful.
All right.
And, okay, so now I know what to do.
And I think that's great. And I'm glad you have a really valid reason that makes it make sense at this point to dump the giant monster mega bank. They're not convenient anymore. A perfect reason for you to make that change. Colleen is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Colleen.
Hey, Clark, how are you?
Great, thank you, Colleen. And I'm able, with my good progressive lenses, to see what you're going to ask me about.
Yes. I am looking for inexpensive progressive glasses, and I was looking on the internet, and it's kind of all over the place.
Well,
and I want some good quality.
Yeah, so according to Consumer Reports, the place where quality and price meet, if you're really into price, is going to be at Zenni Optical.
Okay, because I looked there, and the difference between them and another one was $295 versus $24.
So Zenni at $24, you're like, how could it possibly be any good, right?
Yes, because some of the comments from buyers was that they were cheap, not sturdy frames.
Well, my teenage daughter would respectfully disagree with those posts because she wears Zenni optical glasses and I have a pair of Zenni optical glasses. I have a pair from Costco and I have a backup pair from Zenni.
Okay.
And I'm really happy.
Are they as cheap at Costco?
I'm sorry?
Are they as cheap at Costco as
no.
they are ordering them online?
No, Costco has the absolute highest rating from Consumer Reports of any place you could get eyeglasses, but they're not as cheap as you're going to find from Zenni. And so the difference with Costco, you're going to pay more, but everything is top drawer in terms of quality and service. But the thing about Consumer Reports survey, Zenni ranked higher than any of the big eyeglass chains that charge a fortune for eyeglasses. They're so inexpensive from Zenni that what I recommend to you, go ahead and order the ultra cheap pair you saw there. Try them. If you don't like them, you can always go spend more money.
That's a good point.
And you may find that, like other people that were griping how that they didn't like this, that, or the other, you may be on their side of it, but Zenni is booming because most people really are happy with the quality they get from Zenni.
Excellent.
So the thing,
all right, well, that's what I'll do.
The thing is, people have in their minds that you're supposed to spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on a pair of prescription glasses. But there's nothing that says you have to. And Zenni has there are a lot of companies selling really inexpensive eyeglasses as well as Zenni, but nobody has proven over time to have a good enough service reputation that I think that is the safe spot you want if you want to order.
That sounds good, because I do want to order. I've always spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on glasses, and I'm sick and tired of it.
So think about it. If you end up liking, what'd you say the Zenni was, 24, 34? What'd you say it was?
$24 for progressive lenses.
Is that everything, your frames and lenses, or is that just for the lenses themselves?
It says everything. And then if I want to add a tint to them, then you can start adding money to them.
Okay. Well, that is incredibly dirt cheap, obviously. And and if you are happy with the experience, you've saved so much money. If you're like, these glasses are okay, you have a very inexpensive backup pair, and then you can go spend more money. But I bet even if you went to Costco, you'd likely save half the cost of what you've been paying historically for glasses. So, I mean, you're going to do fine no matter what, changing your normal pattern. But if it were my money, it were me, I would give the Zinnies a try first. And if you end up with a eureka moment, look how much money I'm saving. What a deal for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hey, listeners, whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance. Then they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now, that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the Name Your Price tool for yourself and join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Ask Clark. That's where you post a question for me at clark.com. Producer Joel asks it for you. And Joel, what you got?
Clark, Tom wants to know, what do you think of buying a new car through Costco's car buying program?
Well, Costco has become, if they were a car dealer, the number one car dealership in the United States. They are selling a massive volume of cars because the Costco price may not be the lowest possible price you could get on a car, but it's a very, very good price with no hassle buying it. The way it works is Costco has negotiated exclusivity with dealers for each brand in a market that Costco serves. There is a pre-agreed Costco price on each vehicle. You call the representative at the dealership or email him or her for the brand you're interested in buying a vehicle, and they tell you the price, no games, no gimmicks. Any dealer ever messes with a customer, Costco throws that dealer out of the system. It is a straight up, honest system. If you're a Sam's Club member, Sam's Club now has a car buying program where you can do a really easy process to get a price right on your laptop for a vehicle you're interested in, a new vehicle, and their program is a great one also.
All right, and Rebecca says, could you give me the pros and cons of financing dental care? I need some dental work done, and I don't have dental insurance.
So dentists, as a routine part of their business, now offer in-house financing programs for having dental work done. And the thing with using any of these house financing offers is you need to know what the terms are, because the money that they're lending you may be more expensive than even charging on a credit card and paying interest. So there's nothing inherently wrong with doing one of the dental financing plans, but it is a matter of comparing the cost and what you're paying in interest versus other options available to you. It's not unusual for house financing from a medical provider to be really, really expensive with interest rates even in the 20%+ range.
All right, and John says, I've come home with leftover foreign currency over many years, and I want to exchange it back for U.S. dollars. What's the best way to do this with the best exchange rate and the fewest fees?
You can't. There's no way to do that in the United States. And any place you'd go to try to exchange foreign money in the United States, you are going to have your wallet just absolutely shredded, because the banks in this country treat foreign currency exchange as an opportunity to eat you alive. The best thing to do is be a hero to anybody you know who's taking a trip somewhere and sell them the money at the official banker's buying rate. You benefit and they benefit as well. You're listening to The Clark Howard Show. Thanks for tuning into The Clark Howard Show today. And if you're like me, you like deals. We got our deal diggers hard at work at clarkdeals.com that help you save money day in and day out. We work around the clock to find the best deals for your wallet, and they're on a variety of consumer items. Check out clarkdeals.com.